The Black Cat, Chapter 1. I do not think people will believe my story, but I'm not mad, and I'm not dreaming. Tomorrow, I will die, and I want to make a confession. The events which I'm going to describe here have terrified me, have tortured me, have destroyed me. To me, they seemed horrible and supernatural, but perhaps somebody who is calmer and more rational will find a logical explanation. This is my story. I was a very kind and gentle child who loved animals. As I grew up, this love for animals became greater. This is easy to understand. It is difficult to trust people, but you can always trust a faithful dog. I married when I was young, and my wife liked animals too. We had birds, goldfish, a dog, rabbits, a small monkey, and a cat. This cat was quite large, beautiful, completely black, and extremely intelligent. In fact, my wife sometimes said that our cat was probably a witch in disguise. She was not really serious about this, and I mention it now only because by chance I remember it. Pluto, this was the cat's name, was my favorite pet and playmate. He followed me everywhere. Unfortunately, I became a victim of alcohol. I drank more and more. Of course, my personality changed. I became moody and irritable with my wife and pets. At the beginning, though, I respected Pluto and never hurt him. But one night, I returned home very intoxicated. I thought that Pluto was avoiding me. I held him violently, and in his fright, the cat bit my hand. I became furious. I was possessed by a demon. I caught the cat again. Then I took a pocket knife from my pocket, opened it, and cut out his eye. I blush, I burn, while I now write these facts. The next day, I felt horror for my action, but I continued to drink, and wine made me forget the horrible thing I had done. The cat got better. The empty eye socket was frightening, but the cat was no longer in pain. He went about the house as usual, but, obviously, he ran away from me in terror. At first, I was sorry about this, but soon it made me angry. And then came the spirit of perverseness. Philosophy does not talk about this spirit, but it is a fundamental part of the human heart. We have all done stupid or terrible things simply because we know that we should not do them. This, then, is perverseness. This spirit of perverseness, I say, destroyed me because one day I decided to kill poor Pluto. With tears in my eyes and sadness in my heart, I put a noose around his neck and hanged him from a tree. I hanged Pluto only because I knew he loved me, only because he had never hurt me, only because I knew that God would never pardon me for the crime.